The commander of the Syrian army, Naaman, who had been a leper for some time, was healed of his incurable disease when he dipped himself in the Jordan River 7 times, according to the word of the Lord spoken by Elisha the prophet. When he came out of the water the 7th time, his skin had become as fresh and healthy as that of a young boy. He went back to the prophet and confessed his faith in the Lord, the God of Israel, and offered Elisha a handsome gift, as he had set out from Syria with much silver and gold and some fine clothes as a reward for the healing. But the prophet refused. "As surely as the Lord lives," he replied, "I will accept nothing." Even though Naaman urged him, Elisha would not change his mind. Then the Syrian commander made an unusual request. "Please let your servant," he said, "be given as much earth as a pair of mules can carry, for I will never again make burnt offerings or sacrifices to any other god but the Lord." He wanted to serve the God of Israel in his own country, on a little bit of Israelite soil. But he also knew that he was going back to a pagan king who worshipped the Syrian god Rimmon. So he said to the prophet, "May the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down, and he is leaning on my arm, and I bow there also, may the Lord forgive your servant for this, when I bow down in the temple of Rimmon." Elisha answered, "Go in peace." After Naaman had left, Gehazi, Elisha's servant, said to himself, "My master was too easy on this Syrian by not accepting from him what he brought. As surely as the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something for myself." Naaman had already traveled some distance, so Gehazi hurried to catch up with him. When the Syrian commander saw Elisha's servant running after him, he got down from his chariot and went to meet him. "Is everything all right?" he asked. "All is well," Gehazi answered. "Only my master has sent me to say, 2 young men from the company of the prophets have just come from the hill country of Ephraim. Please give them some silver and 2 sets of clothing." "By all means," Naaman replied. "Here are 2 talents of silver. Please accept them." And he tied up the silver in 2 bags with 2 sets of clothing. He gave them to 2 of his servants, and they carried them ahead of Gehazi on the way back. When they came to the hill near Elisha's house, Gehazi took the bags from the servants and sent the men away. Then he took the silver and the clothing and put them in the house. Now Gehazi had heard his master refuse to take anything in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. He had served the prophet for some years, and had been privileged to live with him, and see him working miracles in the name of the Lord, and had heard his teaching. Gehazi knew Elisha's God, and was acquainted with his law, but he had less fear of God and less respect for the Lord's prophet than Naaman the Syrian, who had come a long way to find help and healing from the Lord. So when Gehazi went and stood before his master, the prophet said to him, "Where have you been?" "Your servant didn't go anywhere," Gehazi answered. But Elisha said to him, "Was not my spirit with you when the man got down from his chariot to meet you? Is this the time to take money or to accept clothes? Did you want to acquire olive groves, vineyards, flocks, herds, and servants from the Syrian? Then you will also receive Naaman's leprosy. It will cling to you and to your descendants forever." Gehazi went from Elisha's presence, and he was leprous, as white as snow. Next episode, how Elisha trapped the Syrians.